USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans can expect to see a stimulus check from the COVID relief bill later this month, according to the White House. The $1.9 trillion package is expected to get final approval when it comes before the House later this week, with President Biden saying he'd sign it as soon as he receives it. The bill includes a $1,400 direct payment for most Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says people can expect to receive their money this month, but the exact details are still being hammered out.
The Treasury Department is working on what this looks like and what the processing looks like. As the President said on Friday, we expect a large number of Americans to receive relief by the end of the month. But in terms of the mechanics of it, Treasury just has to work through that.
And Wyoming has become the latest state to remove its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses. Governor Mark Gordon announced Monday that restaurants, bars, gyms, and theaters will be allowed to resume normal operations starting March 16th, citing falling numbers of new COVID cases and hospitalizations. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
A Michigan high school student was hospitalized after accidentally detonating a homemade explosive Monday morning inside a classroom at Newaygo High School in West Central Michigan. The 16-year-old was hospitalized with moderate to severe injuries. Four classmates were also hospitalized with minor injuries. Police say they don't believe the student had any ill intent in bringing the explosive into class, nor was there any intent to detonate it. And the University of Kansas and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013, accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. He says he plans on signing it as soon as he receives the bill. But Republicans are still not happy with the measure, even with some of the changes made in the Senate version of the package. Congressman Jody Heiss says it's still full of egregious spending. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that even with changes, the bill costs the American people way too much.
I mean, it's still just it's $2 trillion of wasteful spending. Look, the only way that you can stimulate the economy is to open it. What good is it for us to charge the American people $5,700, give them back $1,400, and claim that that's a win while we're still in the process of keeping schools closed and businesses closed? The effort needs to be directed towards coming out of this pandemic and restoring the livelihoods of both individuals and businesses, and this bill does nothing of the sort. This is a continued pathway of bankrupting our country.
And two more tickets to the NCAA tournament were punched Monday night. UNC Greensboro will head to the big dance as the representatives of the Southern Conference. The top-seeded Spartans defeated Mercer in the finals of the SoCon tournament 69-61. And Appalachian State will return to the tournament for the first time since 2000. They defeated Georgia State 80-73 in the finals of the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Mountaineers will be making just their third all-time appearance in the NCAA tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.